Burt Williams and George Walker were pioneering musicians, dancers, producers, and storytellers. At the height of their collaboration, they were arguably the most important comedians of the American stage. They began working together in 1893 in San Francisco and toured the then-popular traveling minstrel circuit, early on billing themselves as the Two Real Coons. During this time, the vast majority of minstrels performing in blackface were white men. In the hands of white entertainers, a buffoonish, derogatory, and violent image of black life was projected on stage. As a black comedian, Burt Williams' use of blackface subverted such caricatures. According to historian David Sussman, their imitation of white comedians in blackface caricatured the idea of blackface itself. What could better symbolize the artifice of the minstrel characters than a black man blacking up to play himself? Among their many accomplishments, Williams and Walker went on to produce and star in Sons of Ham, Indahomie, and Bandana Land. As they established the Williams and Walker Company, the two created employment opportunities for black performers, paying their talent generous wages and furthering black ownership and opportunities. In the early 20th century, reactions to Williams and Walker's work within the black community varied. The duo thought of themselves as race men, believing their talents, popularity, and resources should be utilized for the betterment of the black race. Certain black publications regarded Williams' use of blackface as inappropriate. In contrast, political leaders Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois praised their work, believing that Williams and Walker's achievements brought humanity to the minstrel figure and further improved the conditions of black people.